agenda. Yeah. That was your reaction, right?
I was going to talk about that, but you know what? You guys got a job to do. It. Stop
the waiver. Okay. All right. I think that's the only other thing on the agenda, right, Mr. Briggs?
Oh, I'd like
would have been that.
This is just personally. With our wastewater treatment systems now, I see us taking two positives. I've been wanting to say this for a while to as many people as I can say it, but we're taking two positives. I believe humanure or manure or whatever you want to call it is potentially a positive. In a lot of other countries, it's used as a major resource for land applications, separated from the rest of the industrial waste and kept as what it is, and it's a beneficial. Of course, our water is a major positive. And right now, we're putting them together, and we're ending up with a negative. And I think that's a problem that you know, it's much bigger than this meeting. But I just felt like I couldn't get past that chance up to say it here tonight. Thanks.
Okay, you mean the reuse of the sludge that's been processed?
The idea of taking humanure,
yeah,
and composting it and using it in a landscape application.
Have you seen the difficulties that the that Los Angeles is having out in Kern County in doing just that?
Yes, but I think it is possible, especially if you keep the two separate, especially industrial waste is much different from, residential waste happens to be pretty toxic at times, too, because of all the things that are available to people in their homes, but I feel like the meetings, people are ready to go home, but I couldn't resist. This is my first meeting at the Regional Water Quality Board, and I feel like this is definitely a forum for this discussion. So.
Okay, thank you. All right.
May I, sir?
Of course.
With regard to the gentleman's comment in the earlier part of Mr. Keough's presentation on biosolids, there's a symposium that we're sponsoring, I think, in Sacramento, July 13th. You'll find it on EPA's Region 9 website. It is, as Chairman Young mentions, a very significant issue to be dealing with biosolids from POTWs in California, and we've been looking at ways to try and connect things that are possible within the state to try and, absent the outcome of the Kern County elections, to make this turn into something more positive statewide. There was a lot of pressure to try and bring in the ag component into overall biosolids management. I think we're just too much novices to be able to adeptly in one day in a free workshop get through all of this. So we consciously, with Board 5, chose to focus just on this. But it's meant to have a statewide focus and to see if we could. So if anybody's finding it convenient to join us, we'd like to have some constructive suggestions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Are we back to Morro Bay Cayucas now?
Yes.
Mr. Perlman, did you
have another comment that you wanted to get in?
I appreciate that. It is actually about Morro Bay Cayucas. I believe Mr. Keough could tell us, but it is possible to pick up the humanure at the plant, I believe. Is that correct? And I would mention, though, that it is defined, back to the scientist side, it is defined as far as heavy metals are concerned, but I believe it's otherwise undefined, and I'm just mentioning that to you to remind you people that it's best not to over-label categories. Again, think outside the box, because if it's undefined, it may scientifically could be shown to have toxigondi also. That's just as a reminder that there are no narrow. We all live in the same basin, and so the legal definitions aren't necessarily what is important. The real importance is that we live, utilize our resources, and don't poison each other. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.